Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Today is going to be such an exciting show, and I have so much to share with you. So the first thing that I would love to do is thank you all so very much for celebrating with me the Speaking Your Truth Volume 3 book. It was an amazing success on our launch day. We did hit number one bestseller, which thanks to all of my listeners and friends and supporters who are now reading courageous stories from inspiring women, and I really hope that you are all enjoying that book. We are in Denver, Colorado today. We will be at the Cork House, which is out on 4900 East Colfax, tonight from 5 to 9, and the authors that were able to get to Denver are going to be doing a book signing, and I will be there, and I look forward to any of you that are in the Denver metro area to come out and visit us. There is great, obviously, wine and drinks and beverage, but most of all, the company and meeting some of these amazing women. So I hope to see you out there tonight. The other thing that I did is I did a little meditation this morning to say, hey, what are we supposed to be doing this week? And, you know, it was no surprise. It was about stopping and not trying so hard to control everything. So the biggest message that I got from that is right now there's so much that's going on. There's a lot of transitions. There's a lot of new opportunities. And we're stuck, and we're trying to figure out what it is that we're to do next. And as the show says, we are coming from the heart. Get out of your head, friends, and go straight into your heart. Go into that love space, that trusting space, and easy does it. Just stop trying so hard to control everything and just allow everything to flow. That is the message. Allow the doors to open and not push things through. So if you've got things going on in your life and you're like, man, I'm really hoping this will happen or that will happen, just be still and allow the doors to open for you and just be present and watch what unfolds. And I would love to hear from you guys what's going on in your life and how we might be able to help you. So number today, 1-800-930-2819. And our special guest today is Brian Benson. He has been on before, and he is the multiple award winner of self-help author and filmmaker, coach, speaker, actor, and published children's author, as well as musician. He does a lot of workshops and facilitates those. And you may remember he has been the finisher of 50 triathlons, including 4 Ironman distant races. He's also a cross-country bicyclist. I'm getting tired. I don't know about you guys, but I'm already out of energy just thinking about all this work this amazing guy has done. But let me tell you, he struck my heart when he starts to read his poetry, and he truly comes from his heart. He shares some amazing things we're gonna talk about today in we've talked about, for example, Brian's list, and that's one of the things that we've shared before. But we're going to talk about, you know, be yourself to free yourself. We're also going to talk about a couple of things coming out, one being a film. Brian, welcome.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the very kind introduction.
It is my pleasure. So, you know, I have to tell you, I was so touched because you had sent me a film that you're doing about the cab driver. And I wanted to start with that because I actually got really kind of weepy just watching the video.
Well, thank you. You know, it's unbelievable how many people have said the exact same thing. You know, it's a story that's a true story that has been passed around a lot on Facebook. And the story itself is called The Cab Ride I'll Never Forget by an author named Kent Nerburn. And there's a director who saw that, and it really inspired him, and he wanted to make a movie short based on that story. And he had seen Guitar Man, and I didn't have to audition. He said, "Brian, this is how you live your life. I want you to play the part of the cab driver." And so that's kind of how that this has taken hold.
Well, why don't you share a little bit with the listeners about the cab ride? Because I think, you know, when you started to talk about, you know, the elderly woman that got in the back of the cab, I mean, walk us through a little bit of the video, and then we'll share the link so people can actually go out there and watch A Season for Life.
Well, thank you. Now, the link that you're talking about is kind of a promo. We're going to film the movie October 8th through the 11th. And so that was just kind of part of our fundraising campaign. But basically, the story itself is about a cab driver who picks up an elderly woman who has no family to speak of and is on her way to a hospice center. She doesn't have very much time left. And they basically, she has him drive her around some of the old neighborhoods that she used to live in when she had a family, when she was a little girl, and they just kind of develop this really nice rapport with each other, and they kind of help each other out. The cab driver has some issues at home, and they talk about that a little bit, and, you know, they just kind of give each other some comfort, and it's a really neat little story.
Well, and I think what's so beautiful about it is, you know, the part where she offers the money to the cab driver.
Yeah.
I could tell it's choking you up because it choked me up. It was so touching that she offers the money to the cab driver. And what does he say?
Well, he said, "No, that's okay." You know, I think they end up driving around for a couple hours, and, you know, he didn't want to take her money. And, you know, she said, "Come on, you know, you need to earn a living." And, you know, and basically in the script, he just says, you know, there'll be other fares. And he knew that it was a special experience for him as well. And he just, you know, money wasn't a part of the process.
And see, and I think that's so beautiful. There's so many times that we actually have an opportunity to be that cab driver. And how many times do we actually accept that opportunity?
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it was last week. I was actually in tears, and I think I shared this with you, that, you know, I walked out of an office building, went across the street, and we have a community where you can sell a paper for the homeless community so they can make a living. And there's a gentleman that I've gotten to know pretty well in the corner, and he got his hair cut. And this is just my personality. But I was like, "Wow, you look fabulous. You got your hair cut." So me and my little bubbly, right, well, I called attention probably to enough people that are like, "Oh, my gosh, is she talking to the homeless guy?" And it's like, I sure was, because he's no different than I am. And so that was, like, the most beautiful thing, because I'm just eye to eye, and we're just chatting about his haircut, and he was just smiling from ear to ear. It's like, wow, somebody actually noticed me. And it felt so good. My heart was just about as wide as my shoulders, if not wider, if that makes sense, from the joy that brought me just from that compliment. I didn't want anything back, but it felt so good to see his reaction that I wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? And just saying, "Hey, you look great. You got your hair cut, and I noticed you." And
we all want to be acknowledged. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the looks that I got, you know, I can't even describe. People are like, "Oh my gosh, what is she doing?" And I was so happy, and I was just beaming, because it was like, that was awesome. You know, that's just how I felt, because it was like, now somebody may notice him and see that he's somebody more than just the homeless guy on the corner. And uh, it, felt really good. And just like in your film, you know, that, you know, or at least a little video clip that I watched, my heart felt that same feeling when I watched it. It just leapt for joy that somebody actually said, hey, you know what, I got other passengers. Don't worry about your money. Because that was her last trip. That was her last ride before she went into the hospice center. And yeah. I can't even imagine how that cab driver felt and how good he felt for that last ride. So I know we're ready for a commercial break, Brian. So yeah. What I'm going to do is have everybody to stand by, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other work that you've done and your guitar video that you did as well. Guitar Man was very similar in opening your heart, and it's a great transition from the homeless guy in the corner. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transform your life.
and we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Brian Benson. And remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. So if you're listening online, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com. And what we would like to do now is I want to talk about Guitar Man. And Brian, you know, I watched that short film, and I was so impressed because there's so many things that I think we have just in common, the synchronicities that we have.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I thought, wow, isn't that interesting about the story of just a man and truly wanting to follow his heart. So I would love for you to share about your short film, The Guitar Man.
Absolutely. You know, it was a really neat experience for me. It was kind of the first time I'd ever done anything like that. And there was a whole lot of personal growth going on there for me. I mean, basically, I started taking an acting class just to kind of help me become a little more comfortable speaker because I'm a little bit on the shy side. And through that class, I got some work on as an extra on a film that should be released probably later this year called The Motel Life with Dakota Fanning and Emil Hirsch. And I really enjoyed the experience. And I met a young filmmaker from my area on set. And basically, the story of Guitar Man kind of came through me during kind of that state between being awake and asleep. And I just got up and I wrote everything down. And I called Michael Sweeney up and I said, hey, I got this idea for this little short. Would you be interested in doing it with me? He said, absolutely. And so like 2 weeks later, we spent the next five nights downtown Reno filming Guitar Man. And basically, I play kind of a semi-homeless gentleman who plays guitar for money on the street. And I wanted to get, you know, two or three messages in the film. We incorporated a handful of people that we met on the street and kind of told a little bit about them. You know, one of the things I wanted to share about the movie was that, you know, we all do have stories. We all have backstories. We all are people. And it's real easy to kind of, you know, what you were talking about a little bit ago about your experience of helping or chatting with that gentleman who sold the papers. You know, we as a whole kind of have a tendency to lump people, street people, all into kind of one little big, you know, we don't really think about who they are, you know what I mean? And so I wanted to kind of show that we all are people, you know, we all are human beings, we all have backstories, we all have, you know, hearts. And I also wanted to kind of instill in that short that, you know, we really are the creators of our own story and that, you know, giving is also very important.
So please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Back. You know what? Sometimes the mic just doesn't want to be my friend, but you know what? It is my friend now. And Brian, I am back.
Awesome. Glad to have you back.
I heard you did such an awesome job. Thank you for sharing your story. You know what? How about we talk a little bit about how people find balance? Because it's really interesting that sometimes things show up in our lives that we aren't expecting. And we even mentioned that at the beginning of the show, that sometimes we just need to ride the wave of life. And I know that that's one of the things that you share is, you know, how do you find balance in your life?
Oh, gosh. You know, there's a lot of ways that that I find it in my life. You know, enough sleep, drinking enough water, being creative, meditation, alone time. You know, that's how I regenerate. I mean, I know some people probably like to be around people to regenerate, but for me, it's alone time. The list just goes on and on. I think in my first book, I have 26 different chapters that I talk about, you know, a lot of different ways to stay in balance, but, you know, making amends with people, keeping kind of a clean house, making sure you declutter from time to time, giving thanks, you know, treating yourself with respect. You know, it's just, the list goes on and on. There's a lot of things that we can do to stay in balance that you don't really think about unless you really kind of, you know, think about it.
And keep talking, Brian.
Yeah, okay. Well,
we're having some unusual energy going on with Elizabeth today. She's in and out. It's one of those days.
No worries. But basically, Brian's list, my first book, it's the subheading is 26 and a half easy to use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life. And I was really blessed in that it won a couple of national awards in 2009 when it came out. But the book itself came about kind of out of my own struggle with staying in balance. I was working in the family business, and I knew that I was just not happy there anymore, and I found myself really falling out of balance. And so I being kind of a driven person, I wanted to do a couple things about it. And the first thing I did was try to figure out why I was out of balance, and basically it's because I wasn't growing there anymore. And so the second thing that I did is I just came up with a handful of things that I knew that kept me in balance, and I just tried to do them every day to get me through that period before I left. And it worked really well for me, so well, in fact, that I thought, why not expand this list and make it into a book? And so that's what I did. And it's been a really neat experience. It's kind of opened up the door for me in a lot of different ways.
Well, I think, too, one of the biggest things that you did, you know, with Brian's list, you know, you talk about how to live a fun, balanced, and healthy life. And mm-hmm. and the things that you have in your book are simple. They're really simple things that people can follow to create that balance, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not brain surgery. It's just a matter of being aware of, our habits, the way that we spend our days. You know, a lot of times it's really easy to get into the habit of maybe spending too much time on the internet or on TV or what have you. And, you know, a little bit of that's okay, but if you do too much, then it just kind of, has a way of kind of throwing us out of kilter and not really, you know, I think kind of everything can be divided up into kind of high vibrational things and low vibrational things. And we really need to keep a lot of the high vibrational things in our life to really keep moving forward and stay in creativity and just kind of find our way.
And, you know, it's really interesting because some of the things that have been going on in my life, you know, I had to really ask my question, is this truly following my heart? Is this really authentic? And, you know, one of the biggest things is, I mean, the timing was impeccable, is the launch, you know, of our book. I was in a book with 40 other women talking about inspirational stories. And one of the things that I mentioned in my story is how, you know, I wanted to live an authentic life. Mm-hmm. And that each day I come from the heart and I live authentically. And then I actually had to look myself in the mirror and say, am I really? Am I really living authentically?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the biggest things for me is that, no, I don't think I was living authentically. And in doing that, I decided, you know what, I think I'm going to walk away from one of the things that I'm currently working on because it doesn't resonate with me anymore. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you just have to trust and you just have to believe that in jumping, and that's what I'm calling it, it's a big leap of faith, that I'm really trusting that my opportunities are right there on the other side for me. And
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. You know what's really funny?
What's really funny?
I brought two new poems with me, and one of them is called Trust.
Oh, wonder. Hey, Brian, do we have time before a commercial break for him to read this poem?
It's short.
Hey, he can. We're skipping the bottom, so you have all the time in the world.
Awesome.
Okay, Brian, go for it. Let's hear all about it because that's what I did. I took a leap of faith, and I am trusting that basically the bridge that lays in front of me is awaiting huge opportunities on the other side. So I'm crossing it.
No, I'm right there with you. Okay, this is called Trust. Flowing and joyful, the way it should be, as we wander through life. Trying to see a life full of yearning, of goodness, of grace, letting go of conflict, struggle, the race. It's easy to see with imperfect eyes all that is synthetic, illusion, lies. It holds us back, caught up in that play against the grain, slow moving decay. Life, growth, and love, always hand in hand, accept each for their worth, also grand. It doesn't have to sting or even bite. Faith in the process, not in the fight. Your vision becomes clear, always to scale. Energy is shifted. You blaze a new trail. Perfection exists. Presence is key. Each moment treasure sets you free. Trust in your path. Step into the light. True nature soars and always takes flight.
And, you know, and that totally resonates with me because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm taking the first step. I am trusting, and I just am being as present as I possibly can so that the opportunities are within my sight, if that makes sense. So I'm paying very close attention. I'm being very uber observant.
Yeah.
And trusting because, you know, it just, you know, my stomach hurt. I wasn't sleeping. And I'm like, gosh, this is so not right. This is not Elizabeth. And I had to walk away from it. Was it a good opportunity? Did it offer great benefits? Absolutely. But then when you start looking at what does the word benefit really mean, was it benefiting me? Not really. And so, you know, that was where I'm like willing to say, okay, I will be of service 120% until I'm ready to transition. And that's exactly what I've been doing. And it feels really good. And that's exactly, you know, I want to come from the heart in everything that I do.
Yeah.
I don't like the competition that he, she is better. That's so not me. And it's not me either to be in a place of where everybody's judging one another. That's really a difficult energy for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally resonate. I mean, I was in that place 4 years ago when I left the family business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that light, when you talk about shining your light, if you're just coming from your heart and you're just real, And here's what I would say. If you're just being of service and not expecting anything in return, how can you be disappointed?
Right.
That's one to think about and chew on.
I know. That's the hard part, the expectations.
Right? And that's exactly what I've been thinking through is, you know, every day I had this expectation of what was going to come next and what I was going to be doing. And I thought, Elizabeth, what if you just showed up in life? That's it. That's simple. Mm. Just show up, be you, be the light, be love, and just show up and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Do what makes you happy.
Disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree.
To show up for you. As soon as I decided to leave, the doors have just been flying open with opportunities. It has just been, I mean, blessing upon blessing. And I'm like, I made the right decision. Thank you.
Well, no, I told you that it was kind of the same case for me. I mean, we have to make room for good stuff to come in, you know. And sometimes when we're doing things that we're maybe complete with, or things that aren't working for us anymore, I mean, that's just kind of it's blocking the door a little bit.
And you're right, it does. It makes room for what is now ready to be served. So, you know, sometimes there's lessons in life, and we take that roller coaster ups and downs, and when we actually learn from our lessons, that's really when new opportunities start to show up. And it was so interesting. This summer I found so many things from my past, like past 20 years that I've gone through, all condensed in a very short period of time. And I'm like, really? This is showing up in my life again? I really thought I got through this. Really? You're testing me again. And so it was beautiful because it was like I passed, and hopefully it doesn't show up again. But I approached it from a completely different perspective than I would have 20 years ago, because it's not about me, and the way that I respond is really, you know, to me, is that's the truth. So if I am here and I am able to respond from Elizabeth's point of view, not because I'm angry, not because I'm judgmental, but from that place of peace, truth, love, forgiveness, if I really respond from that place, then it is truth. It's who Elizabeth is, and then there's no judgment. It's what I believe. It's what I think, and I can't go wrong. So that's a totally different place than I was 20 years ago.
Well, that's awesome. There's a lot of there's so much transition going on right now for a lot of people, myself included. I mean, it's really interesting seeing things transform and people transform and leaving things that aren't working for them anymore, whether it be a job, a relationship, you know, you name it. But
that's exactly what I'm saying, right? As a lot of people now, as fall is coming, it's like transitions are showing up. So things that no longer serve you, they're starting to fall away. And I've seen a lot of people transition in jobs, in their relationships, in a lot of different things, and they're finding like, oh, my goodness, this is what brings me joy. This is what I'm going to do. And it's that trust factor. It's the poem that you just read. It's like, hey, if it makes your heart sing, go for it. Because if it really resonates within you, you will succeed. You will do so well because that's what you're passionate about.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's the truth. It's the truth. It's like you find that balance in your life, you find the truth, you find out what resonates within you, and then you take that big leap of faith and you move forward. And, you know, I think one of the things is, you know, look at all the different things that you've done. Since I've met you, you have been just pushing it forward, but we've had really candid conversations that, hey, Elizabeth, sometimes is really rough, and, you know, I got to figure out how to eat sometimes because I'm following my heart, and it's not necessarily the easiest way, but it makes me really, you know, full, it's happy and full. You feel really like you're living life, right?
Exactly, you know, and definitely, you know, it's just a matter of, I think it's really important that we mention, and I know it's just kind of a given, but that a lot of this trust and leaping into trust and following your heart, it comes from us getting balanced and getting eliminating a lot of things that aren't working for us, but it comes from us listening to our intuition. And, you know, whenever I've truly followed my intuition and not pushed or done something I think I need to do or whatever, stuff just falls into place. It's really amazing. You know, both the movies that I did, or the one that I did and the one that I'm about to do, you know, the books, I don't really even remember writing them. They just kind of flowed through me. I was a conduit. And I, you know, the first few years, I just kind of, I was pushing a little bit, as well as allowing. And now I'm just really just trying to allow. And it's been a really interesting lesson for me because I am kind of a driven person. And it's not always easy. However, I just know in my heart it's the right thing to do. I wasn't, you know, when I was just pushing, I wasn't really enjoying the ride and maybe celebrating my little wins and my little victories and my the personal growth that I was going through. You know, I was aware of it, but I just kind of had my eye on the prize. But, you know, what is the prize? You know, and it's so, we always hear it's the journey. Well, it really, really is. And so now I'm just trying to enjoy the ride as I allow stuff to happen.
You know, that is so key. It's allowing things to happen. And you know, and that's what I mentioned today as well, right? Is, you know, one of the biggest things that we have going on is we're always trying to push. We're always trying to get to the answer. We want to hurry up and go, 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 go. But instead, you know, the message today was, hey, stop trying so hard to control everything and just easy does it because the doors are going to open for you. And yeah. So what happens is when you try to force things, which is a perfect message for me because, once again, I was in my little control space trying to push because I'm like, I really want to know what's going to happen. I really want this door to open for me, right? Well, you know what?
I'm the same
better
way.
For me, right? Because it gets excited. And that was one of the things that I realized today. I'm like, there's something better for me. Even though I'm super excited, you know, about some different opportunities, there's always that opportunity that maybe you've never even thought of. And so, you know, when we're listening to our intuition, you know, it comes from the heart. It doesn't come from the gut. If it's coming from the gut, it's from a place of fear or judgment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that one needs to drop. That's not the right opportunity if it's going to make your stomach churn. But if it's your heart thing, and like you say, it's effortless, then you realize it's like, it's like breathing air.
Exactly, really, and you have energy, and you're creative, and it just flows,
and it flows.
You know, and some of the things you touched on too. It's really important to let go of the expectations. I mean, it's hard not to have some, but my path and my journey is still evolving, and I'm not really sure where it's going to end. I mean, I know what I enjoy doing, and I know how I enjoy reaching people, but I think it's still going to continue to show itself. I mean, I had no idea, you know, just a year ago that I'd be doing any acting or anything, but it's really been fun for me, and it's been another way to put some interesting positive messages out there. I mean, the woman that's playing the part of the elderly woman going to hospice in the movie, she's been in TV for 50 years, and I'm really excited to work with her. She's been on just about every show you can think of as a character actress. And so her name's Jill Andre, and she's a really nice person. And it's just going to be a huge, fun, wild learning experience for me doing this film. So you just never know. But the thing I wanted to touch on, where I was following my intuition was to take the acting class just because I thought it would help me become more confident. I didn't know that it would lead to all this, but sometimes those doors open a little later, but yet you still need to just take the steps and just be open to whatever happens.
And you know what? That's really interesting because, you know, we were joking off the air that I said, you know, I've been in corporate America, and in my book I talked about leaving corporate America so that I could follow my heart. And sometimes, you know, we need to look at, are we driven by money or are we driven by our heart? And I think one of the things is, yes, obviously we need to eat, we have expenses, we have all those things, but I think there's also this aspect of trust. And like I said, I'm leaving something that provides very well for our family, but my intuition is that little voice that's in your head is telling you, hey, take a leap of faith, jump, just trust us, just jump. And I'm sitting there like, almost like one of those video game characters, like on the edge of a cliff, and I'm supposed to jump, but I'm supposed to trust that there's a net down there, and my game is not over, right? And so that's exactly how I felt. I'm like, okay, do I go, do I go? And then I thought, Elizabeth, what do you share with everybody? Trust and just take that leap of faith. And so I thought, you know what? I have to live exactly what I teach and preach. And I'm like, all right, I'm very afraid, you know, but I know that the intuition is telling me the right thing. And I will follow my heart, and I will jump. And that's what I did. And now I've just been meeting some amazing people that have really opened my eyes to I made the right decision, that I'm moving forward mm-hmm. to the right decision, and I have a lot of opportunities as well in the sense of I'm not being held back. My stomach doesn't hurt by making some good decisions and choices that I make. And I truly am leading from the heart because I'm being that authentic Elizabeth that mm-hmm. I know and love. So I can look in the mirror each day and say, yes, I know I'm doing exactly what I need to do. So everybody stay tuned, and we will be right back after these messages.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You know what I have to think? That might just be one of those archive songs that I pull out and start doing a little bit of dancing to in the morning to get my soul dancing and bringing that light out and releasing some of that energy. And you know what? Hey, Brian, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. We had talked about a new poem that you had written. It's called Your Voice. And I think this is a great time to talk about that because we're talking about speaking your truth and letting your voice be heard. And I know that, you know, your poetry resonates so much with me because it really goes to the core, and I would love for you to share that with my listeners.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, this is called Your Voice, and, you know, I really truly believe that we all have stuff inside of us that it's all unique. It's very unique, and that for us to have fulfillment and happiness, we need to tap into that. And the key is just, you know, working with what we have and really just trying to find that. I mean, we all can't, you know, it takes everybody to have their own special gifts to kind of make the whole perfect. And, you know, the key is just tapping into your own voice. And so that's kind of where I came from with this. But here we go. Your voice creates a ripple o'er the land and well beyond. Truthful words vibrate lifted to create a loving bond. Your voice can be your freedom, or your voice can be your hell. Mindful heed in word and thought, send forth love and light to gel. Your voice can give permission to another seeking truth. Authentic, centered living taps into eternal youth. Your voice can be the difference to set a young child free. Loving words to encourage, a model for them to be. Your voice is your true freedom when it's spoken from the heart. Intuition's guiding path helps you play your destined part. Your voice gives inspiration for those too afraid to speak. Reassuring tones shared true will help others gain their peak. Your voice is your ready key to unlock your truthful worth. Spoken pure, life now renewed, energized, loving, rebirth. Your voice is fundamental for all life and love to flow. Empowered, valued, perfect, painting a worldly glow.
And, you know, Brian, as I'm listening to that, I'm sitting here actually thinking about how hard it really was for me to leave the project that I was working on. And it was because I missed seeing my children this summer. I spent so much time trying to help others that I neglected my own family. And that, to me, was so unauthentic. And I realized I don't get them back, and I should know that. I've lost a daughter, and my son actually, you know, he had his own issues at 18 and so forth that we're working through now, and it's amazing, you know, the turnaround that we have there. And so coming from the heart and living, you know, that from that place of truth and following our own voice and being truthful and honest, I can honestly say that it's changing my life back. So I got stuck in what I thought I had to do and who I should be. And, you know, we shouldn't be shouldn't on ourselves.
Yeah.
and so that's when I realized, that's not who I really am. And so now I'm in a place of going, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to be Elizabeth, and I need to use my name. To me, it's like, it's powerful. I want to be my own voice, and I want to live for me. And by doing that, then I'm being of service. I'm not expecting things in return. I'm not trying to compete. I'm just being me. And so in doing that and in really sharing my heart with others, that's where I'm finding that's the truth. You know, that's living the way that I'm intended to live. And speaking my voice and my truth and sharing it.
I like that. You know, and it's a lot of people forget, you know, that tend to be huge givers and such, and that there's a misconception that taking care of ourselves is selfish. But it's really the opposite. I mean, if we take care of ourselves, love ourselves, and do what we need to do to really stay healthy and happy, we're going to be a whole lot more creative. We're going to be able to even do more for others, you know, rather than be in a perpetual state of tiredness or being overwhelmed or angry because, you know, we're not tending to our own garden.
And that's so true, because I wasn't getting the sleep. You know, I was, you know, working 15, 20-hour days a majority of the summer, and that's wow. not sustainable. And, you know, I got to the point that I was so loopy, as you can imagine. I'm like, okay, I really need to give my little body temple here a rest. And I didn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And as much as I want to be of service to others, sometimes you have to just say no. And I realized that this was just not the right place for me at this moment. You know, it was when I first started, but it isn't anymore. And so by yeah. accepting that, I really feel like, hey, you know what? I really am honoring myself. And I think that's one of the biggest things. So, hey, Brian, we have a couple minutes. I want you to share your email, or I'm sorry, your email, your website address. You can share your email if you like.
Okay. Sure. My web address, I go by my middle name, Brian. My it's the letter G, Brian with an I, Benson.com. GBrianBenson.com. And I can also be reached via email at GBrianBenson@gmail.com. And, you know, if anybody's interested in watching that little video that you saw in regards to the new film, you know, just send me an email and I'll send you the link. You know, I'm also on Facebook and it's been posted there as well.
Awesome. Well, we are like almost at the end of our show, and I can't mm-hmm. believe it. We had a couple of exciting moments there in the show, and I always love it when, you know, things just work out perfectly. But, you know, I wanted to thank everybody for listening, and I wanted to thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your heart. I really appreciate it, Brian.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, and I really appreciate you asking me to be on.
Well, you know, today my intention was for everyone to really experience you, the authentic you, and to hear what you're doing, because you're doing so many amazing things and paying it forward to help others. So I'll definitely make sure I put all your links out there as well on my website for everybody to check out. Once again, that is ElizabethCookson.com. So I look forward to inspiring. I'm going to inspire everybody. What do you think? How about I inspire them to live each day from the heart? And on behalf of my guest, Brian Benson, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we send you blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transform your life.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.